Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. Welcome again to Doctrine of Truth. Your host, Bishop Poole, and we're here again today and tonight, wherever you may be found. Amen. And the sound of my voice, because the Bible says that faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. And we're so happy to have you again with us, and those who would like to call in, amen, and we will give you the number, amen, you can call in. But first, we always like to offer prayer, amen, and those of you that are whatever position you are in, physically and mentally, you know, have accepted God as your Lord and Savior, amen, we believe, amen, what the Bible says. It says where two or three touch an agreement found in heaven and earth, amen, God will move. God will move. And we want to, amen, according to his word, Matthew's 18th chapter, 18th and the 19th verse, amen, we want to pray for our listeners and those that are listening and those that are calling in. Amen. Our Father in heaven, O God, we come to you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In heaven, Father, it is written your word according to St. John, the 10th chapter, that your sheep know your voice. Heavenly Father, we are here as one of your sheep. And we ask you, Heavenly Father, to teach us to hear your voice, to sneakily and clearly according to your word, St. John, the 10th chapter. Ask you to increase, amen, clarity to our mind and anoint us clearly to hear and to understand, the spirit of understanding to be upon us, O God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, wherever the hearers are, wherever they're going through, O God, we ask you and we agreement, O God, that you will lift them up above their burdens, lift them up above their trials and their tribulation. Help them to understand that you said in your word, called Matthew 28 chapter and the 20th verse, Lo, I be with you always, even to the end of the world. And we thank you today, Father, for all of your cares, and we thank you for all of your touching us and looking after us through our ups and our downs and our laying down and our rising up. Lord, we know you say you are there. You are there with us all the time. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. God bless you today, and we thank you for, amen, joining us again here in Doctrine of Truth, amen. And we're going to be discussing about heaven. Heaven is our home. Heaven, we are going there. And we have some understanding, some eye-opening revelations today according to God's word. And we want to read the book of Revelation, the 20th chapter. And we're going to begin, and we're going to start, amen, the 20th chapter. And we're going to start at, amen, the 20th chapter, beginning at the first verse. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the keys to the bottomless pit and great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years, and cast him to the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him, that he should not deceive the nations no more, until 1,000 years should be filled, and after that he must be loose a little season. Now, what might be shocking to you a little bit, and the Bible says that, and you should believe in the Bible that you have. We always stress the point that we believe it also is written. God's written word is the last proof, the last authority, amen, of God himself. here on earth through his son, Jesus Christ. Amen. We use the King James Version, Amplified Version, the New American Standard Version, American Standard. Amen. The New International Version of the Bible. Amen. As a foundation. Amen. You can also go along with other interpretation, but those are the foundation. Amen. We believe that they are one of the true translations they are of the Bible. Now, you notice here that the first verse say, and he saw an angel, not four or five of them or ten of them, that came down from heaven, and a key of the bottomless pit, and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold of the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil, and Satan, and cast him in the bottomless pit. Now, just one angel. That let you know God has more outstanding, more strong, and has the ability to change Satan, which is our enemy here on earth, all mankind. Amen. He was evicted, and a third part of his host here. But during the last part, amen, that's what we're all waiting for, Jesus to come back. And Jesus is going to prepare a place for us, according to St. John 14 chapter. And that's where he's going to prepare a new place for the saints, those that accept him as their Lord and Savior. So now, those that were thinking that, oh, they had four or five, a gang, no, just one angel. So God still has all power, even among his ranks of angels and authority. Here also, in the fourth verse, and I saw the thrones, and they that sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them, and I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus, for the word of God, which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither has received his mark upon their foreheads, nor in their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. The rest of the dead lived not again until 1,000 years was finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy are he that has part in the first resurrection. On such the second death has no power. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. And when the 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison, and shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four corners of the earth, Go and my go, to gather them together to battle, the number of whom is at the sands of the sea. You know, if you go out to the beach, wherever you are, the ocean, and you grab, amen, a handful of sand, or you scoop up some sand and put it on the table place and begin to count as the sands of the sea. Amen. That's what the number of people. And they went up on the breadth of the earth and encompassed the camp of the saints about, and the beloved city, and fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophets are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. It's good to know that you, amen, you are true. If you're a prophet, you're a true prophet of God. Because if you're not a true prophet of God, of those that you know are not true prophets of God, they will be. They already been judged. Amen. And God, we're going to throw them into the lake of fire. Because they will not come down to the 11th verse. 11th verse now is where we're going to be tonight. Amen. And today, and I saw a great white throne, and he that sat upon it, for whom the face the earth and the heavens flee away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, And the books was open, another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. Now, we all have some type of work that we involve in, and there are things that you're doing, and God is going to judge us according to our works. But one thing we want to be very careful about, that you notice that everybody is going to go before God. You know, in the beginning of time, and if you like to call in, you can dial 1-347-215-8816. 1-347-215-8816. If you'd like to call in, be a part of this conversation concerning the great white throne of judgment, amen, and who's going to heaven. And it is true, and it is proper to say that whatever faith you in, you will be there, amen. Christianity, Islam, you'll be there. Hinduism, you will be there. Buddhism, you'll be there. Judaism, Confucianism, spiritual religion, atheist, the New Age movement, you'll be there. Amen. Everybody will have to go before the great white throne of judgment. And you're going to be judged by God. Amen. It's in heaven. We're going to be judged by God, which is in heaven. And the 12th verse said, he said he saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And books was open, and another book was open, which is the book of life. And Jesus said that, I am the way, the truth, and the life. According to St. John 14, that he is the way, the truth, and the life. And no man cometh to the Father but by me. So he is life. He is life. We accept him now as our Lord and Savior, and he has life in his hands. He has life. So it's more to it than just saying, you know, I'm going to church or I'm going to worship. Amen. Realize that, amen, and understand accepting Christ mean life. Amen. We mean life everlasting. John 3:16 is very important. Amen. It's known all over the world. But we have to accept Christ as your Lord and Savior because he gave life. God sent him. If you accept him and Jesus give the life. Jesus give the life. So if you're not written in the Lamb book of life, amen, which is Jesus Christ, if you're not written in the book of life, which is Jesus Christ, then where's your life? There's no life. So you have to be judged. Everybody going to be judged. And when we come before God, and if your name is not found, amen, if you're not found, the Bible says, small and great stand before God, and books was open, another book was open, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things which were written according to their works. Amen. And the sea gave up the dead which was in it. Death and hell delivered up the dead which was in them. And they were judged, every man, according to their works. So there's no one can escape. And no one can escape. Whatever religion you're in, whatever faith you believe in, amen, God still has the final say so. The God that created the heavens and the earth, amen, the stars, the moon, amen, the first heaven and the second heaven, amen, where the stars and the moons and the planets, the second heaven. Now, Jesus Christ and God, amen, are in the third heaven. The third heaven. Paul documented that in Second Corinthians, and Paul said in 2 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, and Paul saying that I knew a man in Christ about 14 years ago, whether in the body I cannot tell, or whether out of the body, I cannot tell. God knoweth. Such a one caught up to the third heaven, that's where God is. And I knew such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell. God knoweth. How that he was caught up into paradise and heard unspeakable words, which is not lawful for a man to utter. Amen. So Paul said, and amen, not only that, but according to John the Baptist, I'm sorry, the Apostle John in the book of Revelation, in the first chapter, amen, when he was on the island of Patmos, amen, and when he was there, and he began to, God began to show him things. God began to show him things. Amen. In the first chapter of the book of Revelation. And we notice, amen, Paul, the Apostle John, in the fifth verse, and Jesus said, who is fulfilled, who is faithful and witness and first begotten of the dead and the prince of the king of the earth, unto him that love us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. Now, this is how we get into the book of the Lamb, Book of Life. Amen. I see we have a caller. Amen. Caller, you can go right ahead if you have any comments. Amen. You're holding, but here we notice that Jesus here himself is speaking to the Apostle John concerning, amen, about what he's seeing, what he began to see in the third heaven. And behold, notice that he had made the kings and priests of God and his Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. And the seventh verse, behold, he come with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him, even so, amen. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, said the Lord, which is, and which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. And I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation in the kingdom, and a patient of Jesus Christ, was in an isle called Patmos, and the word of God, and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. Now, Paul said he was caught up. He didn't know he was in the body or out of the body. He cannot tell. He cannot tell. But he was caught up in the third heaven. He knew he was in the third heaven. He knew a man. He could not tell what was in the body or out of the body. Now, this brings back to the time when Jesus was walking with the disciples, and they didn't know he had risen from the dead, and they were discussing how the great miracles that he had done and things that was going. And after about the time of breaking of bread, their eyes opened when you start discussing things with them, and they met, all of them met in a room in the housing where they normally met, and they began to talk and talk to Thomas and many more and say, oh, it was Christ, because, you know, I have a hard burn when they begin to discuss with us concerning the events and the programs we had. And Thomas said, no, I won't accept that. Then Jesus came through the wall. He came through the wall, the Bible says, and his body was transformed. And this is why I can understand what Paul was saying. He said, you know, he was transformed or not, amen, because he could not tell, amen. When Jesus came through the wall and he showed himself to the disciples, they was eating fish and honeycomb. And they say, oh, he's a spirit. He's a spirit. And Jesus said, well, okay, let me have some of that fish. And he ate the fish. And he said, okay, now, let me have some of that honeycomb. And he ate the honeycomb. I said, now, can a spirit do this? Can a spirit do this? And Thomas, and he looked at Thomas, okay, now, Thomas, put your hand in my side and put your hand in the holes of my hand. And this is what the position with many today concerned about, well, you know, what kind of body we're going to have, and everybody going to heaven, and the discussion, oh, I'm going to heaven, I'm going to heaven. But, you know, the time I used to say that, and I would say, oh, God going to judge me, and I'm going to heaven, which is true, but I have no biblical background and information about it and proof, because I didn't believe in the Bible, but I knew there was a God. There are many people today, amen, know there's a God, and some are picking their own type of God, and some are picking their own type of heaven, and some are standing on the ground, amen, of some belief that they have not have any kind of proof. They have no solid information whereby they can look at. And the book of Romans speaks of, Paul speaks of, say, the heathens and those that are can't be reached. In other words, I'm paraphrasing here to give you understanding that they look at the sky, they look at the great ocean, and they look at the moon, and they know there's a God. They know there's a greater God than they can ever imagine, ever come to their mind. Amen. They call him the Great One. Many of them call him all type of names, but they know somebody, someone have created, some calling it, well, it was a mistake. It happened overnight. But regardless of what they understand and what faith they determine to hold on to, it will be tested when they meet God themselves. There's two things that man himself cannot escape. He cannot escape, sickness, and he cannot escape death. He cannot escape those things here on earth. And death is a vehicle, amen. Without Christ, it's a song that, you know, the believer saying that, saints don't die, they just sleep away. Without Christ, amen, they always going to have that sting. They always have that doubt. We have a caller. All right, caller, you can, if you push 1 on your phone, and you can join in with us, and we'd be glad to have you. You can just push 1 on your phone. All right. Go right ahead, Carl. Yes.
Good evening.
Good evening. God bless you. Go right ahead.
Bless you too. Yeah, I mean, I'm not a religious person, but you know, I definitely respect religion and people's beliefs. I definitely say that, you know, when you have some positive energy in your life, that definitely helps, you know, to better yourself as a human being. So, you know, again, I'm not a just person, but for those, you know, that it works for, you know, all respect to them. And, you know, for me, anything that moves you to do positive things in life, you know, it is a good thing. So, you know, again, like I said, respect to everybody, whatever you believe in. I just, for me personally, I just, you know, say that, you know, everybody should respect human beings, you know, right, you know, just on a nature basis. And, you know, mm-hmm. if you're not religious, you know, and just try to be as positive as you can be, you know, treat others like they say, the way you want to be treated.
Okay. Well, you know, religion is when a person say they're not religious, and I thank God for what you're saying. You remind me where I used to be, you know. But religion is a constant effort on something that you believe in. That's, you constantly everybody have some type of belief, and you got it from some place. But after a while, that goodness within you finds its way to the real God if you keep searching. If you keep searching. Thank you for calling. I appreciate your call. Thank you, sir.
No God problem. You. Thank you.
Thank you. And I respect the caller, and he has a great point there, great point. And we all have some type of belief in us. And do we have another caller? Just push one. You push one. All right, God bless you, caller. Go right ahead. We have another caller. Go right ahead. Hello? Yes. Thank you for calling. Go right ahead, caller. We have you on the air. We're having a problem with him or her at this time. But, you know, God himself, he is love. We're examining. We have one to push one caller. You're on the air. Go right ahead. We have God himself is love. He is love. And the angels are recording books about our life. And that's what love does. Love does not false accuse us. It does not put us in a position that we're not aware of. And God makes sure that we, somewhere down our line of life during the time, maybe you heard a person that have deceased or passed for a short period of time, or drowning or something happened, they came back to life, they felt that their life they was leaving this earth for they know it, and their whole life was passing before them. They saw themselves as really going, you know, sinking and leaving, leaving the body, and they began to see things going back and forth. I don't have any scripture basis for that, but one thing I do know, and according to the word we're reading tonight, that God does keep records. And it won't be a mistake. You know how you go to a place and say, oh, they made a mistake. They gave me the wrong order. Oh, someone did this. Someone, no. Not with Christ. Not with God. He's recording daily. He's recording daily. And we all would get our due reward. And he will not mistake you and create a problem and say, oh, well, you know, that was my fault. That was my position. We forgot Angel. I don't know why you hit the wrong button over there. Angel, this man doesn't go over here. He go here. Amen. That's not his book. I'm sorry. No, you won't have that in heaven. You will not have that around the great white throne of judgment. God is a righteous judge. He's a righteous judge. If you have anyone who would like to discuss this matter, amen, let's push one on your phone, and we'd be glad to have you discuss. Amen. We all going to be judged. Now, this is because of the Bible I read, and I believe it has a true translation. Everybody, all type of religion, even the atheists, will be there. Everybody will be there. If you like it or not, you're going to be there. If you like it or not, we're going to be there. And when we come before God, and this is how pure and love he is about love, you know, the word about agape love. Well, look at the world now. Look at the world now. Let's do some biblical reasoning, or let's do some common reasoning here. If there are some gods out there that you know, there are some gods out there and some beliefs out there, do you believe that they would allow all this chaos going on in the world? Do you believe they will allow different beliefs other than theirs will go on in the world? If their God was in charge, do you believe that? Do you believe that? Do you honestly believe, amen, that the Hindu, the Buddhist, atheists, the Seventh-day Adventists, the the holiness of the Catholics, the Baptists, the Pentecostals, the Apostolics. Do you really believe that they were their God would allow them to talk to other believers? You know, if we really begin to examine this and reason with this, that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God that created heaven and earth, he's allowing the wars and rumors of wars and whatever people believe in that's going on now. See, love is long-suffering. Love is kind. And this would cause the records, I believe, this would cause the records to be taken of our life. I believe that that's what causing the records to be taken. If it was anyone else in charge, I don't know if they would take records. What you think about that? Anybody give me a call on that? If it was any other God in charge, do you think they would take records? No. Yes, no. But God is taking records. And we should be so thankful for that, that he is recording our sitting down, our rising up, what we're saying, what we're not saying, what has happened to us, what someone has done to us, voluntarily, involuntarily, and he's there. He's recording. And when they decide that, well, and they find out that the God that created heaven and earth, he loves, like John 3:16 say, he loves, God so loved. His son is a vehicle. See, his son is like a door opening to God. His son is like a whatever means of transportation you have now, amen, that propels you to God. And because of his son's suffering, and so much that he did, and so much he did for mankind, amen, God will not accept no one else to come before him unless his son bring him. Now, if his son is not there, and he have to be some way, some means, amen, reasoning, that we won't be able to speak, no one human being will be allowed to speak, all of this courtroom action, all of this third heaven action, that our human body will not be able to take the strength or able to go through the atmosphere, the travel, with all the pressure in the atmosphere and the gravity, we will not be able to. So that's why the real man inside of you, the real person inside of you, the ones that when you sleep, you dream, and the one that really troubles the inside person, that's the person God is concerned about, this, your spirit man. Man is body, soul, and spirit. He's body, soul, and spirit. And this is why God is a spirit. Amen. He created all of us in his own image and his own likeness, and he put us here for his joy, for his pleasure, and for us to live and be happy ever after. And what had happened because of love, God gave us so much intelligence and so much strength and understanding. Amen. He created us in his own image, in his own likeness. Amen. He allowed Adam. He told Adam, what you think about this, Adam? The only man on earth in the garden. And he walked with Adam every afternoon and said, Adam, what you think about this? I'll let you name all the... Go ahead. Flex your muscle. Go ahead, Adam, and then express yourself. Name all the animals. And whatever you name it, Adam, whatever. Ant, that's okay. Hippopotamus, that's good. That's good. I accept that. That's how I love it. Love does not knock you down. Say, oh, no, that's wrong. And no, whatever Adam said, that was so. That was so. So God accept his creation. He loves his creation. But his creation has gotten contaminated by some fallen angels. They are here. They already been judged. They will not go before the throne of judgment. They will be destroyed. And because of they don't like human beings, And that's what creating all this war and rumors of war. And if we, you know, we read back in the book of Revelation, and you watch this again, Revelation the 20th chapter. Everybody talking about peace, peace, peace. Now watch this now. Revelation the 20th chapter. And he said, and I saw an angel come down from God, come down from heaven, I'm sorry, which is God. It's in heaven. Having the keys to the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand, laid hold of the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil, and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years, and cast him to the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him that he should not deceive the nations no more until 1,000 years will be fulfilled. And after 1,000 years, he must be loose a little season. See, during that time of his imprisonment, of his falling, bottomless pit, falling for 1,000 years. See, God know how to put you in a situation whereby you can't not get out. He has power. Amen. Well, that one angel threw him. That one angel didn't drag him in there. He threw him in the pit and locked him up and chained him down and threw him in the pit. Amen. And he fell for 1,000 years. And one thing, the greatest weapon that the enemy has, and I say enemy, that's of all human beings now. It's a human being spirit of all human beings, all religion, all belief. The greatest enemy, amen, the deception. The enemy come, he deceive us. He calls you to hurt yourself. Because God gave us, see, in man have the ability, with Adam, back to Adam named. God gave him free will. We have the free will to choose God, to choose him through his son. We all love God, but the way to God has been confused, and the enemy is doing that. Satan, Lucifer, he is doing that. He has deceived the proper information. He has taken the proper information and twisted it. So you yourself will hurt yourself. You will hurt yourself because no truth. You're not sure. But you know the thing about truth, the truth will give you peace of mind, and the truth will give you a love and kindness within yourself and for yourself. So the enemy, he comes and he deceives. He will deceive the people. He didn't come out and say, well, he didn't come out shooting and throwing bombs and poison and gas, poison gas and all kind of contamination going on. Nope. He came out just talking and giving them false truth, causing mankind to hurt itself. Amen. If we have a caller you would like to share, amen, your expression or your belief about this last judgment everyone have to meet. You can call 1-347-215-8816. 1-347-215-8816. We all have to, and we will, like it or not. Even if you say, well, I don't care, I'm going to hell, I don't believe in anyone. Well, the Bible says that death and hell, according to Revelation 20 and 13, and the sea gave up the dead which was in it. Death and hell would deliver up the dead that was in them, and they would judge every man according to their works. What you working on? What you working on now? We all doing something. You're working at something. You're cleaning, or you at work, or you're driving. You know, you expressing some type of motion, physical or mentally. You're doing something, and you're looking at the progress, if it's good or bad. You're working on something. So, you know, the terms of, well, I'm going to hell, he goes to hell. You know, I don't have to worry about it. Once living, you know, dead, I'm gone. Well, God's going to bring you up according to the word now. I'm reading strictly from his word. No human being had the amount of knowledge to write about the end time so in depth. Amen. So with so much authority, then the Holy Spirit used man to write. And here is a death and hell. Amen. And death and hell delivered up the dead, which was in them. When Jesus said we must be born again, now we can look at the opposite of that. Does that mean there's no life? If Jesus came to bring life, and God said, and life according to God, the spirit need to be born again. It need to come alive to God because of the fact that, you know, we was deceived, and deception caused us to break away from God, and they ate of the tree of good and evil, a knowledge. So we all have a lot of knowledge. Oh, man, God has given man, he has given man above and beyond what we need to control this world, to create good. People are searching the way to destroy human beings. And people are searching. And I saw in a vision way out in a country many years ago. And I was in the spirit, and I came in this big laboratory. And they had people upside down in plastic. And they had large syringes in them, big large syringes. And men was walking around with white coats on back and forth. And it hit me. I said, "Oh my God, they're looking for the secret of life, how to get life." And they turned around and saw me, and I was praying and everything I could to try to wake up and get out of there. Men are searching. Men are searching the key to have life, eternal life. They love life. They love life. But they're so in love with themselves, and they haven't heard the truth that Jesus came to give you life. He came to give us life and life everlasting. He said, "I come that they might have life and they might have it more abundantly." That is not our trouble. That is not our worry. That is not if it's patent good or bad or good conversation or, you know, equipment or whatever. That's not for us. God sent his son to give us this. And, you know, God, so far, he's been perfect. Every day, the axis turn around. Every day, the sun and the moon. Every day, the ocean. He's been great. God has been great. He's omnipotent. He's all-knowing. He's all-seeing. Amen. And it's not our worration. He come to give us life. Amen. He come that we might have life. Not only that, but wherever you are now, amen, he can help you wherever you are now. And that is a big, big, big problem. You know, some areas of the world that, you know, we have compassion on others and try to help them in their situation. But God can help. He can help them. He can help children wherever they're living now. He can take them. He came to give life. Think about that. He came that we might have life and might have it more abundantly. Jesus came accepting him and talking to him. There's no barriers to Christ. There's no barriers. He's able in the time now. He's able now with all the chaos. He's able now with all the trials and problems and situation. He's able now, if he's God and have all power in heaven and earth, if someone said, "Well, Lord, forgive me of my sins. I don't understand about all of these things. All I know that I want life. I want peace. Just come into my life, Lord Jesus. If you're living, come into my life." Amen. Any parts of the world, there are Christians. Any parts of the world, there are people who have accepted Christ. They have accepted Christ. And because he sits on the throne, he sits on the throne of the world, and people are dying every day. People are leaving. Friends and relatives and great men. People have accomplished tremendous for the society of human race. For science. for the economy of the world. Great people, but they're leaving here. They're leaving here. And that doesn't have to be your worry. You don't have to be. The more you build up a relationship with Jesus Christ, that should not be your worry. That should not be your worry. Can he do it? Yes, he can. Yes, he can do it. Yes, he can do it. Man has technology. Where did he get it from? God. The knowledge. The brain is more powerful than any computer. Man made it. Man can defeat it. There's somebody, little children now are growing up. All you have to do is put information before them, and that mind begin to work. So can God? Can. He can. And that's why it's important. He's so wise. He's so powerful. But he's loving. And you know what he's saying? Now listen, I don't care who you are, whosoever will, let him come. And you cannot come up and say, well, God, I live in the very cold, cold country. I live in a very cold, cold country. And because of that, it was so cold outside, you couldn't hear my prayer. Nope. You're being recorded. Well, Lord, it's such a hot climate. And you know, I was down. And no. Wait, hold on. The angels are recording. The angels are recording. They're watching you. A righteous God, he got every camera, more than any camera, any X-ray, anything that you can think of, have been created, have not been created, God knows right now. He knows. He knows what the next best thing for mankind. He knows. He knows. He is God. Now, the devil that would deceive the people, God gonna give him another chance. He know he's defeated. So if you've been chained up 1,000 years and you're falling, naturally, any human being would come to themselves, say, "Oh, wait a minute now. You know, I better get on the Lord's side." But no, these angels have been judged. God knows what's in them. Amen. Angels are your protection. All of us have a guardian angel. Amen. When you come to Christ, you have a guardian angel. Amen. Things that, because the fallen angels are against mankind, they destroy, they hunt. They want to destroy the world. They hunt, they plant things in people's minds, plant things in their hearts, and they fight each other. But God has guardian angels for all of his people because of the principalities and powers in high places, planning against and plotting against mankind, but they are not powerful than God's people, and they are not powerful than God's Son. Yes, they do have power. They do have presence, but that's why they're going to be judged. They're all going to be thrown in a lake of fire. They're all going. God going. That's how. See how love is. Love allows things to go on because he has the power. He has the power. And he's allowing all of us to get the truth because of what? It wasn't our fault. It wasn't your fault that you believe how you believe right now. It things that happen around you, where environment you in, amen, you didn't choose that. I'm quite sure anyone would want the best. Everybody want the best. But you find yourself in a position, maybe because of men have made errors, men was induced, amen, to do things against others for money, do things against others for hate, do things against others because of pride, and it didn't come from God. God does not, the God of love, God so loved the world, he loves this world. He loves it. He cares for this world. We're all going to be judged. We're all going to be judged. But thank God that we're going to be righteously judged. If you want to be recorded in the book of life, we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior. We accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior. All right, if you want to call, we have some more time. You can call in at 1-347-215-8816. 1-347-215-8816. We'd like to hear your comments. We appreciate your remarks and share with us. Amen. Maybe you have seen or heard God has showed you in a vision concerning heaven. Maybe you felt that you was caught up like Paul. The Apostle John, the same as Paul, when John was on the Isle of Patmos, he saw things and he heard things and he couldn't speak of it. The angel told him to write, to eat the book. He said it went in his mouth, a sweet, but it went down bitter. Amen. So there are things that God has prepared for man and greater works and greater things that he has, because that's where love is. Love is love, care. And those of you who have children or your grand or cousins and you love them, but you might not love their attitude and their ways, amen, but you love them, amen, anyway. And you're just hoping and praying and you're hoping that their ideas get better for mankind, even for themselves. God has more compassion than that. He's willing. He's willing to forgive and forget everything, even what he's recorded. Amen. If you accept Christ as your Lord and Savior, even today, ask Christ to come in your heart. Amen. He died on the cross for all your sins. Amen. Why, you say, well, why is this dying on the cross about? Because somebody had to make a payment. You have done something, and something that happened to you, something had someone had done wrong, amen, and you're suing them or you're pursuing them in some way, amen. Even just a comment, let them, they would say to you, well, I'm sorry, just the acknowledgement that they know that they did you wrong, amen. That's a payment, amen. God, through his son made the payment to God. His son made the payment to God. And all you have to do is accept that. You accept that. Say, Jesus, I accept that. I accept your payment to God, amen, for my sins. I accept what you've done. And I'm sorry. The great apostle Paul, amen, he knew he was right. He studied, he was a Pharisee, amen. He spoke 4, 5, 6, 7 languages. And he knew he was right. And he was all out until one day, because of his belief began to drive him against other religions and other beliefs. And he ran into Christians. And then his God did not stand up, but the Christians' God stood up and talked to Paul on the road to Damascus and told Paul, you're doing wrong. You're fighting against my people. Paul, you're doing something wrong here. And Paul said, well, who art thou, Lord? Paul knew he had it all together, different languages. He probably knew different gods and different languages, different customs. But he didn't know this God, Jesus of Nazareth. He heard about him, and he thought, sure, he could stamp it out. He can cause that faith to fade away. But he ran into a live God. Wow. Is that something? Jesus is alive. God is alive. Just that alone can rest your mind of all the theology you don't know and what you think you should study. Amen. Your God is alive and he's full of compassion. Amen. Wherever you are, he'd be so happy. According to the scriptures, amen, the angels in heaven rejoice just over one except Christ. Why don't you be the one today? You accept the Christ and let the angels, amen, start rejoicing. Amen. Accepting, all you have to do is say, Lord, Jesus, come into my heart. I believe that you paid for all my sins on the cross. Amen. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. You know, and doing that, your name can be written down in the Lamb Book of Life. We constantly build your fellowship with Christ by what? Constantly reading the Bible. Reading the Bible. Finding the Bible. Amen. If you need a Bible, if you need to, amen, contact me and ask for a Bible. Amen. Any other type of material, we'd be glad to have you, to have your discussions and have your information. Amen. You can mail, amen, and write to JCI Doctrine of Truth, P.O. Box 25888, Tamarack, Florida. That's TAMARAC, Florida, 33320, USA. JCI Ministries, Doctrine of Truth. Let's put Doctrine of Truth, JCI Ministries, P.O. Box 25888, Tamarack, Florida, TAMARAC. 33320 USA. Amen. If you want to visit us on Facebook, you can go to facebook.com/ Jesus Christ International Ministries, Inc. You can visit us on facebook.com/ Jesus Christ International Ministries, Inc. Amen. Or you want to go to our website, www.jciministries.org www.jciministries.org. Or if you want to email me at seniorbishop@jciministries.org seniorbishop@jciministries.org. Amen. We're always happy to have your input. Always happy to hear from you. Amen. Let you know, and I'll be thankful to know that you hear us and you have something to say. And we would like for you to constantly share with others, let them know Doctrine of Truth on the air. And we're basing this program off of the grassroots. Everyone has something to say. Everyone has something to say. It's important. Amen. And we said, the Bible said, get wisdom. But all I getting, get understanding. Get wisdom. But all I getting, get understanding. And since the world is being deceived, according to the word of God, and according to, amen, what Jesus said in the last days, be not deceived. And it's very important that you find the right word of God, the written word of God, the written word of God, that you can base your life on the word of God, on the word of God, what is written. And you know, the more you research, the more you get involved in, many of you know now, wherever you are, amen, you need to research. You know, you need to be involved, amen, more about Christ, to learn more about Christ, to learn more. All of us have perception what God is about. All of us. We love God. We care for God. But since Jesus came, God stretched out his hand to make it easier, what we call grace, to make it easier for mankind to come to him. Through all the chaos, it's real easy. Jesus paid it all. You've been in a place where somebody says, oh, here's your ticket, don't worry about it, I paid for it. Jesus paid for it. Jesus paid for it. God bless you. We're going to close on a prayer. Father, we thank you today for the listeners. And Lord, we ask you, oh God, in your son Jesus' name, that you would stretch your hand of deliverance upon those that are listening, those that are sick, God, those that are going through trials and tribulation. God, you said they would know the truth, and the truth will set them free. And Lord, we ask you for freedom in their spirit, freedom in their mind. Oh God, freedom, freedom, freedom. Give them peace. Just peace for being involved in the word. Oh God, and because you're alive, you're here, you know them and you see them. Amen. God, we ask you to stretch peace in their mind. Give them love and kindness to one another. And God, we know that you've written it down. bless, 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 bless now.